Daf Nun Dalet Amud Al Shis Zayin Notrikin Dishachuzos. This is the when you combine the words together, you would get Shachuzos. Shis is Beis Avoshes, is the literally the place of embarrassment, which is usually referring to the female reproductive area. Shekavulin Loshon Kavle Barzel. It's a language of being tied together with metal, meaning Kshura. It is tied together. But Yikra Lehem Be'esem Rishtayim Ir Shenasen Shlomo Lechirom. The pasuk is talking about the 22 cities that Shlomo Melch gave to Chiram, or Esrim cities, according to the Moser Sashas. The Yavitz takes out the Shtayim. Mechuvalim u'tofim u'mekusharim, wrapped up and tied together. Avidito angaria shel Melch, that was to do the work of the king. Chemtin is malecha, is the salty ground, umispakas, and then starts to crack open. The mishtaga bakara toivas, boharegel, the foot sinks into it. Ad kabla perikatachton, the lower part of the leg. Shekorin kulula, Shalaz Rashi says is referring to the ankle. Shemechabnin koishim beged svivoi beyom shenolad, they tie a beged, some sort of cloth or garment around it on the day that it's born. Shetzimru noki, that's when the wool is clean, and it guards the wool from becoming dirty. Lemilas vasos mitsimo klimilas, to make from its wool a klimilas, which seems to be a fancy, very white woolen garment. Mechabnin al sho'isin kimin karse mateches lechaber beged, since you make all the sort of light metal hooks to attach the garment. Which is nushka belaz, which is like a snap or a needle, so sticking and attaching it together. Wasn't going as an explanation of the Mishnah. The Shmuel Ahoda, that statement Shmuel is going on the following thing. Kach halacha, the liyovish is mutter, that to dry up the milk is permitted, to tying it up, but to catch the milk would be forbidden. Who's going to make a lottery and figure out which is doing to dry him out, which is doing to catch the milk? This person who sees that they're tied together to dry them out, who he's going to come and say that he's doing it to catch the milk, is going to come to permit both of them. Both are indeed permitted. It's pushla, which is a harness for the tail. Shetachas Nova, which is underneath the tail. The Yesh Mepharshim Ardas, the saddle, and the Akroin near Me'enai Rashi, the second one is the one that seems to correct the Iritzu, Shetachas Azonov, Kshura Muchuberis Lasargo. If it's talking about the strap, which is underneath the tail, that's tied and attached to the straps that are underneath the stomach as well. But Ech Tipel, now it's going to fall. The time of the Masis is Mishim Shema Tipel, Umaisilahu. And the reasoning of our Mishnah is because we're afraid that it's going to fall and the guy's going to come and carry in the public domain. Lo Okav Lo Rogul. Mepharshim Gemara, explain the Gemara, Sha'oitin Yedeim and Raglaim, you're tying the hands to the feet. The hands by an animal always mean the forelegs. The Kavalim with ropes, Shiloh Yeruchos, that shouldn't run away. Volo Yiksha Gemalim Zuluzubi Yimshacha Echad, one of them can Mepharshim Gemara, this Gemara will explain. Wrap it together in one wrapping of the Gemara first time, the Gemara will explain the reasoning. Gemara, there's noble but Chatrasu, the came in the Kshura Bishnev, says it's tied to both of them, Lonofl, it's not going to fall. Chatrasu is Chal Dubro, Sheshal Kol Gamal Magabayim, which is the hump that is on each of the camels. Vishal Yasa, the came in the Kov, Lo Menacht Chotle, since it hurts her, it's not going to go and snap it off. Valinir Metutelis is a Karakotam Malimuchin, is a small pillow full of feathers. Noisan Lotachas Azan, they put it underneath the tail, Kadesh Lo Tashkis, so Haritsua Habasar, so that this, it's a cushion to, so that the scrap will not start to rub out and irritate the flesh. Lufisha Masish Al Gabo, because the burn is on its back. Shagamal Yorid, when the Gamal is going down, Machbid V'yorid Kalbid Tzvar, it's going to, gets heavy and starts to slip towards its neck. Elisha Ritzu Makafto, but the scrap will stop it. Yad V'regel Echad Min Yedayim, Echad Min Eraglayim, Kovel B'yachad, one of the hands and one of the feet, meaning one of the forelegs and one of the hind legs. You are Kovel B'yachad, you tie it together. Yad Al-Gab Zeroy, Echad Min Yadav, Koyfiv Kalbid Milo, you bend one of the forelegs back towards the top. Levarek, but now it's only going to have three legs with which to try and run away with. Shtei yadayim ke'echod, like, together, or shtei reglayim ke'echod, or the two legs, meaning the hind legs, together. The kati lodomi hai tanil de Rabbi Yehuda, the tan is not comparable to Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Reisha v'seif anichah, could Rabbi Yehuda, like, works out well, like Rabbi Yehuda, but also with the middle statement, the katani, oh shtei yadayim, or shtei reglayim, which says two hands together, meaning four legs together, or the two legs together, kasha the Rabbi Yehuda, kasha the Rabbi Yehuda, the lo kari okud el yad regal, ki yisak ben Avram. He says that okud is only when you do a leg, a four leg to a hind leg. Like Yitzchak ben Avraham, meaning by the Kedah, the Chesiv Yaakov Kof of Yadav Araglav Lachurav, he bent the hand and the leg backwards, because Yad Regel Yachan, he tied the hand and the leg together, and Nishat Svaro Lachurav, and he stuck out the neck towards the back. L'chindigal L'sheik L'mochrim L'shuk L'moichrim to the market in order to sell them. Chindigas Al Shem Shesayim Misashuk Mochelos Mochelos. They circle around the market in circles of Gulos Shalvanei Adam, different circles of people. La'inyin Klayim Shanu. Hi, Shul Yichuv to Mastisin. That which is talking about wrapping up in Mastisin. Lo Shachbi Isser Shabbos. I'm talking about Isser Shabbos. Al Mishum Kalayim is talking about the Kalayim. Also, like the Mefarshim. Also, that's what the prohibition is, as we will go and explain. Kalayim, the Chaval of Sheish Behen, Chavlit Semer, Chavlit Pishin, that has both wool and flax ropes. The Chikar Chalahu. And when you wrap them together, Havu Kalayim, it's Shatnes, Vyodo, Mischam, Misbechizosan, and his hand gets warmed up while he's holding on to it, because some of the Mishchaim and Usr, and this is going according to the opinion that even when you don't intend to do something in Isser, it still is also like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. Enei Mekalayim the Adam, the Chi Karach, who Svivos Yodo, when he wraps it around his hand, Nimsa Kosher Imer Gamalim, it comes out that he's tied together with the camels, Hom Shehin Moishchen Shum Dorin, and sometimes they're pulling something, and Nimsa Adam Gamal, Menhegen Yachad, it comes out that the person and the camel are pulling something together. Then a person is allowed to either pull or plow together with any animal that he wants. The Torah only forbade different types of animals together, like an ox and a donkey. And this mission is found in Maseches Klayim. Wool and linen garments, b'tchifa achas kagoyna de mochat pam achas, like with the needle one time, l'she kosher kesher echad, you only made one knot, and tie it together, enu chibur, d'chsiv, semar b'shtam yachdav, it's the wool and the linen together. L'osar ter el chibur yofa hamaskayim, the Torah only forbade something which was a good attachment, it really attached very well, and it's going to last. Kriecha v'kshirus b'shtei kisifos, but wrapping around and tying is talking about when you do the two of them, to either threading it twice through or tying a double knot. The edge of the rope is not sticking down below his hand. One tefach, the dummy commission, nice to be others, looks as if he's just carrying in his hand, it does not look like it's part of the saddle and the reins of the camel. Shmuel, Damar Tefach, he said, Tefach, Zeru, Halach, Lamaisa, also, Lashmin, it's coming to teach us how we should actually do it. The person comes to ask us, Arminu, we tell him, Tefach, only a Tefach, Shalachal, be assumed that he shouldn't come to be too lenient in the Surah Rabbi, at Tefachayim, like Isser, until it reaches two Tefachayim, then there would be no pro violation done. Nandalid, Ahmed Beis. Bahatanya, Bavachali, Shiagbir, Menakaka, Tefach, I will call Kamba the boy. Nefik mitusei yodav, as much as you want it to drop below your hand, then that's not a problem. Bechavla de beni beni shebein yodav le gamal, which is a rope between him and the camel. But who come arkamba de boy nahavi, and that's which we said that as much as you want it to drop below your hand, you could. Bavajik beni min akarka tefach, as long as you lifted it up off the tefach, off the ground the tefach, kadeshet he nira habahem and nimshechas, but it seems that the animal is being pulled by it. Dilo, if not, then lo mischazin the two roots of the behem. It doesn't look like that you're guarding and watching the animal. Elo, kemasiv, am looks like some sort of burden that he's carrying, she'en nira she'oichiz rasha, but yod, it doesn't look to people, you cannot see that he's carrying the edge in his hand. Masisin, bezug, is ishkedlita, it's a bell. Afabisha, cholo, pokok, even the bemuchin, even though you sealed up the cavity with the fabric, she'en the inbul shalom kashkish, the hashmiya kol, so that the stick inside cannot bang in order to make a sound. The Gemara, the first time, the Gemara will explain the reason. Sulam uritzua kohal naach mesisin, the ladder and the scrap and all of these are mentioned in the Mishnah. The first one will explain the Gemara b'kul mishum the chayis alayu, and the reasoning behind all of them is because you're worried about them being nothing if they fall. Also, that's who you're going to come to take it, pick it up and carry it in the public domain. Agolak. Going cottons like a small wagon, and they would put it underneath the tail, because the edge of those tale of that of those rams, Rachav Kaminkar, cut in their wide like a small cushion, the imbo etzem, there's no bone, elishumas, just fat for oven, it's wide, the covering and heavy, kushinikra la aritz, and when it's dragging on the ground, this rat is going to get scratched and nishchas and torn apart. Loisim la gola, misgagela sacharav, and you make this little wagon which is like rolling behind it, shuholich, when it walks, vazon of kashar leha, and the tail is tied to it. Kufar is a sheretzu, it's a type of sheretz, shinim of chodin, the ears are very sharp. The kemachat like a needle, the current low haritzun, it's called haritzun, which they translate as a hedgehog, the koshin oiroi, bedode hapara, and they tie its tied to the dodom of the breast of the cow, shalo yunikuhu, shrotzim, that they should not get nursed or pierced from the shrotzim. Veloberitzuo, shibin karnet, the masiku, it's a burden, can the farish of Gomorrah explain the Gomorrah? The Gomorrah, because Amran, she'ena, kshuru lo merishabas, it wasn't tied to an air, shabas, the goli, you didn't show that yesterday, already meaning on Erev Shabbos, that you needed this shehel l'malbush that should be considered a clothing to it. Tokel k'sosum, a sealed up l'chinga l'shuk limkar to the market to sell. V'tayon l'zug l'hanosay, and you will tie to it a bell to make it more hanok. Be'lua is shekreshin etzalechi. You're tying it by the cheeks, the jaws. D'lo hader chayichlo. Shelo yuchal lahachzer tzavar l'tzad hamaka l'chokach l'bashinov, that you can't turn its head back to where the wound is in order to scratch it with its teeth. V'koishin b'tzvaro, and you tie it by its neck. V'chashuv v'heim yoyser mekashishin shalgavi hashever, and these are more important than the planks of wood that you tie to a broken bone. V'inoflan, and therefore if they fall, chaisla, you're worried about them, maisel hu b'shkoga, you're going to end up b'shugig, carrying it in the public domain. The gizor is anturush liri, which is to make a wound. Behemesh b'siyasa, k'tzarim, if it's an animal who's taking very small steps, umaka regleha zebezeh, and therefore hits its legs together, oysen la kamin tabashal akolim, you make to it like a ring of a ring of a chain. Oh, ritzuos avos are thick scraps. V'koishin os alamaylam parsos aregel. You tie it above the hooves of the foot. Makom shemen actions ubazul, the place where they are banging into each other. Delo lechlefu tarnagolim chareim with the friend tarnagolim chareim with the your friends chickens. Delo lit for money shekoishin shnei regleha yachad. You tie its two legs together. V'ritzu k'sar with a small scrap shalotucha laherim regleha, so it should not be able to lift its legs, it'll have this, and then it's going to, if it did, then it's going to hop, and it's going to end up shooting out the rocks from underneath its feet, and breaking various different vessels. The little lichmaton, shalo yukos, but slum, but trashim, it shouldn't get hit into rocks and other hard things. Blitzir, she's going to get wounds. Until the wool grows back. Azek at Semer Geffen is a katan, or called a barach, or anything else which is soft. Pedachtus metzcha is its forehead. Asisa mar ukva nehegas barachel zu chashivusel shamar mar ukva. You're acting together with this sheep like you would to the honor you would give to mar ukva. Shaya osher was richer abesin than he was dabesin b'chiderech chashivusel lekach. Is this the normal way of treating an animal? Yalsa ishtel shar Rav Nachman, that's the wife of Rav Nachman. Darni is the tolaim, is the worms in the head. The kisim, the rism, kisim shal roisim, shemenichan la b'chaytma, it's twigs of a roisim, which they would put into the nose. Bar nira ol cotton, it's a small little burden. Shemenichan la egel, with tzavar, they would put on the calf on its neck. She yeh lomud loch of roishel, because she gadlos, you teach it to bend, have its head bent over when it gets older. The lolim suya yali shalayuniku aluka, so the bloodsuckers shouldn't leech off it. The leeches shikarin shanshuas. This is leeches. Bein l'noy bein l'shamer aser. They called the tirusa yaserta. I mean, the masu, anything which is an extra over was necessary guarding of the animal is considered a burden. The kuli said the mary kol ki hay zuga are busting yachad, all four of them together. Chilufim Rabbi Yechon, yish machlifim Rabbi Yechon, they take out Rabbi Yechonon, umayli Rabbi Yenison, they clean Rabbi Yenison, nitfas nena shalafir shabi yodin, you get punished for the sins of the other people. B'chol olam kulu, b'chol Yisrael, all of the Jews could go in melech and nasi, like a melech or a nasi, she'ef shalom limchis, that he can actually object and rebuke the people. Why? She'irim upon them, because they're scared of him, and they listen
to him.